Let's welcome in our next guest. He is with your Vancouver Whitecaps, to St. Ricketts. Thanks for this, to Saints. How have you been?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're doing well, man. We're doing well. It's been a couple of months in self-isolation, but we're getting by. How have you been getting by?
Good. I mean, obviously, following the guidelines and doing what I can to stay active and stay productive during this time. You know, it's been interesting, but it's also a time to learn and grow. So I've just been taking it for what it is.
Well, you and your teammates are now back at training. I know other MLS clubs as well, but how's the body feel after a little bit of a layoff?
Honestly, it's been a little struggle getting back into it. No, it feels good. You know, we were working during the quarantine and doing a lot of individual training and a lot of stuff to maintain our fitness level, but you know, just made things a little bit easier now that we're back in individual training.
We talked to Coach DeSantos a couple of weeks ago, and you know, he did express a little bit of disappointment with how things were put on pause, you know, because you guys got that big win and then you feel like you're building something and then it all comes to a halt, obviously for good reason. But just from the sporting perspective, did it feel like you guys were really, you know, finding a good spot early on in the season when it did get started?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to be stopped after such a good performance we put on in LA. But I see it two ways. I think it's good that we kind of ended on a good note rather than a negative note. You know, it just made kind of the whole situation better and the whole vibes within the team more positive through this whole quarantine and through this whole situation. So, I mean, it's kind of a you know, bittersweet thing. But we're happy to end on a good note, but we weren't happy to lose momentum, you know.
We've had a chance to talk to some of your teammates as well, Jake Nierwinski, Lucas Cavallini. How do you keep in touch with the boys? And, you know, you learn anything about the teammates while in quarantine through the group chats that maybe you didn't know about some of these guys?
Yeah, I mean, we kept in touch, you know, with our meetings. We stayed connected through Zoom and stuff. And actually, yeah, I learned a lot about teammates in terms of their hobbies outside of soccer and what they like to get into when they're not on the pitch, you know, so. It was a time to kind of connect and a time to evolve as teammates and evolve as a team, and it was an interesting process.
We are we're going to ask you how you've been getting through quarantine with our five quarantine questions, but Jake Nierwinski, was it a keyboard? He was starting to keyboard. I mean, what's the weirdest thing that you found out about one of your teammates?
Yeah, it was actually a funny story with Jake. He was practicing for the MLS Idol, the little competition the MLS had going on. And the week before he was about to compete, somebody played the exact same song that he was practicing for 2 months, and they killed it. So he was devastated, and we were laughing at him because he was practicing hard, and the other guy showed him up, and he couldn't. So he dropped out of the competition at that point.
Okay, if you had to participate in that exact same contest, what would you do?
Wow, I don't know. I was asked, and I was digging into my bag of tricks, and I couldn't find anything. I could not find anything. I want to learn how to play the guitar, but you know, I don't know if my fingers can handle that.
Well, I tried to learn ukulele, which is supposed to be like one of the easier instruments to learn during this quarantine period, and it hasn't gone well. So
I feel like some people have that musical gift and some don't. And I don't think I have it. Can't play instruments. Yeah.
Same here. So before we get to those quarantine questions, you know, you've been with the Canadian program for so long. You've played in Canada here for a while, but you know, we're all kind of just marveling at what Alphonso Davies has been able to do this year with Bayern Munich. How much have you watched lately, and what are you seeing watching this kid grow?
Wow, it's extremely impressive, and you know, it's great to see. It's great for Canada soccer. It's great for the program. It's great for kids who are aspiring to be professional soccer players. And you know, he's been killing it. He's athletically gifted, and he has speed that can't be matched. And I think the sky's the limit for him. And I think in no time he's going to be in conversations as one of the best left backs in the world. You know, I think he has that potential, and it's great to see, and it's great for the country and great for the program. I'm so happy for him, and happy he's from Edmonton, and you know, it's very good to see. Very proud of him.
Yeah, and it's it is crazy, but you guys both from Edmonton too. Like, well, does Edmonton have a secret soccer society that doesn't get told enough?
We have a little underground community brewing up young athletic superstars. he's a special talent, very special talent.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun to watch and great for the program, as you mentioned. All right, let's get to our five quarantine questions here to St. Ricketts of your Vancouver Whitecaps. They're back in training and hoping to get playing, but we want to know how you've been getting on through self-isolation. So, number one, what has been your favorite quarantine activity?
Call of Duty Warzone.
Okay, so like I started playing and then I got fed up with, you know, dying every 3 seconds. So like are you good? Have you gotten better as time has gone on?
I'm good. I'm nice. I have my little team. I have my little trio, me, Josie Altidore, and my one friend from Toronto. We're committed, to say the least. We're committed.
That's awesome.
All right, do you play fellow Whitecaps? Who's the worst out of your teammates? Who's the Dan Riccio of your Whitecaps team?
I'm going to say Ali Adnan, because I don't think he's ever played a video game.
that's pretty good. I like it.
All right, second question. Are you reading during quarantine? If so, what book?
I'm actually pursuing my master's in sports management, so I've been reading every day, business books, marketing books, and basically how to develop and, you know, align with the demographic and markets and stuff like that. So that's kind of my second passion. So I've been reading lots.
So is planning on post-career type of what you want to do after your playing days are done?
Yeah, I mean, my new dream outside of being a professional soccer player is to be a GM, you know, somebody that's in charge of creating that special environment for professional soccer players and really aligning with the fans and, you know, building that fan base and that support group. You know, I think it's something Canada needs, and to be an ex-player when it comes to fill that role, I think it'd be good for Canada.
That's awesome. It's good to see. And next question being, favorite snack in quarantine?
I'm actually a cereal connoisseur. I love cereal so much. Every kind, you know, I have them rated from number one to number 10. You know, I always try new kinds. I love cereal. Cereal's number one, my favorite snack.
All right, so what's number one? We got to know.
Number one? Well, it changes. You got to show love for all the different types and brands. You know, I can't just name my number one, you know, but Honeycombs is a can never miss with Honeycombs.
Okay, so you live like all over the planet. You've played all over Europe. Did you go to a country and say, man, these guys can't do cereal correctly at all? Like, I need my fix.
No, I can find my cereal in any country. I found it in Turkey, Israel, Lithuania, Norway. You name it, I found a cereal I love there.
Awesome. There we go. Cereal connoisseur, Toussaint Ricketts. Yep. All right, the next question we got here is, what's your classic match to watch? Classic game? Could be any sport. Do you have one game that you could watch over and over again?
Wow. Good question. I mean, just because it's so recent, I think I could watch the Raptors playoff game when Kawhi hit the game winner against the Sixers. I think that was spectacular. I don't know. I love basketball. I love watching basketball on TV, and you know, just the emotions, and, you know, I'm a big Raptors fan, and just him hitting that final shot and seeing Joel Embiid kind of in tears there, it was epic.
It was, man. Like, even still, like, watching it back as it's been replayed a bunch, like, time stopped for a second, right? It's just so crazy how that happens.
Yeah,
all right.
Amazing.
Final one, favorite movie to rewatch?
Favorite movie to rewatch would be, I would say Snatch. I think
good
it's
one.
A great
good
movie.
One.
Brad Pitt, you know, just the little one-liners and, you yeah. know, it's the acting. I think it's awesome. And just a great movie. One of my favorites, Snatch.
All right. And those are the five quarantine questions. I do have a quiz question for you as well. We ask you a question about your career or the sport you play. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. First international goal, who did you score it against?
Who did I score? International Ecuador at BMO.
Okay, yeah, that's right. BMO Field against Ecuador. It was a 2-2 friendly match. Stoppage time equalizer. Dramatic.
Oof, first one. That was a special one.
That's awesome. To say it, it's been awesome catching up. Best of luck getting back into game shape, and hopefully we'll see you on the pitch soon.
Thanks, guys, and keep safe.